Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verses 6 and 7, reading out of the New King James Version this morning. But the angel said to the three women who came to the tomb, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, as he said to you." Well, here we are again at the beginning of something that we call March Madness. And while we're a little more than 3 weeks out from our celebration of Easter as well, it's sunny today, it's breezy, with cool spring-like temperatures predicted for the rest of the day and the week here. The kind of morning that always seems to give a lift to our hopes. Maybe a day a bit like the one which those three women, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Jesus and Salome, experienced at the empty tomb that morning so long ago when the angel told them that Christ was risen. A day once again and soon to be offering a sense of renewed hope, another chance, and a fresh outlook on life for them and others that day. And for us, embracing what happened that morning so long ago, it can also be a time of renewed hope and a fresh outlook on life where long-held dreams just may come true and we find a second chance in life. I remember a few years ago driving through the farmlands of Western Indiana to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes National Conference to speak on team building and leadership development to FCA ministry leaders gathering from all across the country. As I drove along, the barns and the garages, seriously, of the passing farmhouses were uniformly equipped with basketball backboards. It was exactly the way I envisioned they would be from the stories I had heard of the Midwest traditions of the sport of basketball. Milan, Indiana was in the other direction from where I was headed. It's in the southeast corner of the state, not too far from the Ohio border. Milan, a town of about 1,000 people, were shining moments where dreams and second chances were lived out years ago in a story which became the springboard for the classic movie Hoosiers. I watched the movie again last night. It's in my top five and also on my regular viewing list, and I watch it especially during this college basketball tournament time. This tournament, of course, an annual phenomenon, is returning this year after being COVID canceled last year, appropriately dubbed March Madness. College basketball players, coaches, and fans from across the nation embark on an exhilarating and unpredictable journey trying to win a national championship in Division I basketball. The journey takes them and us through improbable moments, creating a lifetime of memories while reaching for a chance at one shining moment. And perhaps along the way, finding something extraordinary within themselves they had never known was there. Milan High School, or Hickory High School in the movie Hoosiers, was a school of about 160 students, but that small school won the Indiana State High School Basketball Championship in 1954, defeating Muncie Central, called South Central in the movie, with its 3,000-plus student body with a game-winning basket in the final seconds of the championship game. However, it was in the shadows of the backboards on basketball courts all over that small town where real-life stories were lived out by people becoming all they were meant to be. That's where the real story also of our lives always takes place, just below the surface, in the shadows that others often don't see. Those are the places that we often overlook, where stories like those depicted in the movie of second chances in life come alive, where dreams begin to come true. A coach, Norman Dale was his name in the movie, barred from coaching for hitting a player years earlier, was given a second chance by the school principal, Cletus Summers, to coach basketball again. An alcoholic father of one of the players was made an assistant coach for the team and given another chance at life. The team's manager player, who played sparingly until then, was given a second chance when thrown into a game at a critical moment of an important playoff game, and his efforts resulted in victory for the team. A team and a town, normally focused only on winning, began to embrace more important things in life than just a state basketball title in the sunshine after second chances they were given. Stories of second chances, not at all unlike the story in that verse from the Gospel of Mark that I read a moment ago, where the angel said to the women, "But go and tell the disciples and Peter." The angel made sure that when they left the tomb, they knew they were to also tell Peter, the same Peter who denied three times that he knew Christ as Christ was heading to his death on the cross. That same Peter was then given a divine second chance after Christ's death and resurrection, when he was forgiven by Christ and sent out again as one of his disciples to be all that he was created to be and to share the message of hope of the now risen Christ. "Tell the disciples," the angel told the three women gathered there that morning, "but make sure to tell Peter too." Make sure to tell Peter. In the shadows of the cross and the hope of the empty tomb of the risen Christ, we also, you and I, find second chances, where God's grace is freely given to us, where lives are healed, where dreams begin to bloom again, and where we reach again and again for all we were created to be, and where shining moments really do happen. And I would suspect that if you and I mine down into the lives and stories of the participants of what is this year's version of March Madness 2021, you would find a lot of stories like those we see in Hoosiers, and like that story of Peter, and perhaps like some of those folks around you, you know, and maybe even like some of the stories of yours or mine. Need a second chance at the day? Perhaps something's off track in your life or your career plans, something you should have said or shouldn't have said to your spouse or someone else special in your life. Maybe you made a big mistake a long time ago and still can't forgive yourself and move on. God stands ready to give you a second chance and a third and a fourth and more to help you move on from the things of the past toward becoming all he created you to be. That's what the grace of God for you and for me is all about. God moving with you into the rest of your life. Maybe you need a change in perspective that comes when you allow the God who loves you to wipe away the stuff that keeps you from seeing all the shining moments he has planned for your future, to walk with you through a heartache or difficulty that you're facing. Maybe you need to turn some area of weakness or temptation over to God, who will give you the strength to change and overcome it. Or maybe you need a second chance with one of your children or a parent or a friend. With the same God who gave Peter a second chance, you won't run out of chances with him to lift yourself after you fall or to touch and change the life of someone else for the better. That God of the empty tomb and the second chance, no matter what we've been through or are going through, is there with yet another chance for us to climb out of the shadows and into all the potential he has planned for our lives. Need a second chance? Today is the day. Before you run out of time, look up, reach out, and step forward out of the shadows of the cross and into the arms of the God of the empty tomb, the God of the second chance, the God of shining moments of hope for your life and mine. The God of the empty tomb, the God of Peter, and the God of everyone who feels at times they shouldn't, couldn't, and can't move on in life. That God stands ready to give you and me a second chance and more throughout all eternity. There's a great exchange that's often missed within the first 10 minutes of the movie Hoosiers, Coach Dale arrives at Hickory High School and makes his way up to Principal Summers' office on the second floor. And after a few words of greeting back and forth, Coach Dale says, "I really appreciate what you're doing." Principal Summers cuts him off and says, "Your slate is clean. We've got a job to do." That's what the God, my friends, of the second chance said to Peter and says to each of us, to you and to me, every day. It's time to move on. Your slate is clean. We've got a job to do together. And with God, that job is to live our lives to the fullest, reaching our potential and touching the world for good every day with Him and for Him, for others. My friends, believe it and reach for it. A life of shining moments which He intends for you to live with Him. Reach for it to have the impact He intends for you to have and leave the legacy that only you can leave today and every day for the rest of your life. We pray for us. Father, thank you. Thank you for all the ways you show us that you are always there, moving with us into the rest of our lives. That no matter what happened and what we did, you're the God of the second chance like you were for Peter and you are for us. Thank you for the reminders over and over that our slate and whatever was before is wiped clean and we with you have a job to do together to make a difference in this world. Be with those who experienced a loss yesterday of family and other times as well, Lord. Be with those facing a big moment. Give them strength and peace, showing them that they can get through it with you. We thank you and praise your name for healing that's taken place in loved ones. Thank you, Lord, for all you do with us and for us. And thank you for the reminders every day that you are a God that's always with us, that you are a God wiping our slates clean, that you are a God of the second chance, moving us forward into life to reach our fullest potential, to live our lives fully for you, for your glory, and for the good of others and ourselves. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.